Good morning, everybody. It's 20 after 9, and I want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day today, and welcome to the House of Faith. It's time for our hymn sing, so as people are still coming in, we got our first one. What's the... Well, I'm sorry, there's a lady behind you. Four 454, is that correct? 454. Let's see if I can find it. Hi, good morning. 454. Here we go. Open my eyes that I may see. First and the last, 131. Here we go. We gather together. Okay. Okay, Mark. 545. We haven't got that far for a long. We haven't been that far in the book for a long time. Okay, all praise to our redeeming Lord. I hope I know that one. Okay, is that it? 545. Oh, 545. I got 555. Sorry. 545, okay. The church is one foundation. Okay, I'm going to need the pastor's help. This one. 5. If she on earth has union with God, the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those who rest is one. Oh, happy one set holy, Lord, give me grace that I, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee. Okay, I think we have time for another one. Anybody out there got a request? Come on.
172.
172, all right. Gary, 172.
1 and 3.
1 and 3. 172. My Jesus, I love thee. And good morning. Thank you.
Hello?
Yep, there I am. You can hear me. Thank you, Diane. That was beautiful, as usual. I'd like to welcome you all to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, House of Faith. And I would like to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day and tell you that you are all loved. And we have a few. Oh, we'd like you to sign in on the new prayer card requests or whatever. You just put your name and check off if you're a member and the date, if that's all you are today and you don't want a prayer special. But if you want a special prayer, put that on there and put it in the little basket at the end of the pew, please. Oh, and after service, I'm just kind of discombobulated today. Thank you for joining us for worship today, and we would like you to join us across the hall for the breezeway there, for in Fellowship Hall for conversation, refreshments. I brought some little cupcakes. So, anyways, and after service, we'll be having the Chosen in the Camellia Room. And if you haven't been coming, you're missing out. It's so good. And we have good discussion afterwards. And catch up, Judy. These are the May birthdays. Happy birthday to April Klein, Everett Pereira, William Greening, Gary Moline, who's here, Beverly Stevens, who's here, and Susan Wamsley. Happy birthday to all of you. And happy anniversary to Dale and Dina Barwick, David Will and Sharon Hustis, and Mike and Denise Hinckley. The May newsletter is available out in the Narthex. You can get it online, or you can pick up one of those, and it's great. You need to read it. Tells you all about what's happening. And Wednesday is May 13th. At noon is the pastor's lunch at Legend 8 China. However you want to say
it's
it.
It's not in China, though.
No. It's in Cala Mesa. Food is delicious. The company is great. You get to know all your church members, and it's $15. It's a deal. But if you would sign up at the script table, because the pastor does need to know how many people are coming so he can order the right amount of food. And what else do we have here? Book club is on May 19th, Tuesday, at 10 o'clock in the Camellia Room. They'll be discussing The Four Winds. Come, even if you haven't read the book, discussions are fun. We go off on all kinds of tangents, and I don't usually read the book because I don't have time. So, but I go, and you can get to talk to me if I let you. And next we have our next parents' night out is May 22nd, 6 o'clock to 8:30. It's going to be fun for the kids. It always is. They have a great time. And they're going to be playing games. Sounds like ping pong, billiards, freeze tag, connect four, chess, checkers, coloring, puzzles, twister, foosball, more. And I think that is it for the announcements, unless anybody has a special announcement that they want to raise their hand for. No. Okay. If you will join me in the call to worship, standing if you are able. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you.
My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me.
And our first hymn is When the Morning Gilds the Sky, number 185, verses 1 through 3.
When morning gilds the sky, my heart awakening cry. May Jesus Christ be praised. Alive and walk and pray. To Jesus I repay. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from the heart we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The powers of darkness flee, when this sweet chant they hear, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around ring joyous with a sound. May Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven's eternal bliss, the lovely strain is this. May Jesus Christ be praised.
And now is the time for the passing of the peace. Greet your neighbors and peace be with you. Mark Truro did that to me earlier.
Good
Looks like some mothers are away to celebrate Mother's Day today. And happy Mother's Day to you all who are here also on Zoom. Let's welcome our faithful worshipers. I'm so happy to have them every Sunday morning. Good morning to you, Helen. And for a couple of you who do not know who Helen is, Helen is the oldest United Methodist in the world. She's going to celebrate her 106th birthday in September. Good morning to you, George. So glad to see you. And glad to see you, June. We missed you last Sunday. And hello to Kenny and Bill, David. Continue to pray for David's recovery, please. And welcome to the one on iPad. And we have two special guests this morning, Pastor Joel Vincent, right here, and Marilyn's is Pastor Joel's sister. So Marilyn Hope is here with us to play the beautiful harp. So welcome, welcome.
I'd like to start out by telling you that Rachel and David Moore are on a plane and that's leaving in 15 minutes, and they're going up north to visit Karen in San Francisco for a few days, and then they're going to go up to see Destiny at college in Oregon. So please pray for safe travel and good health, that resiliency for Rachel, that she can make it through without having too much trouble. So prayers for her especially.
I ask for travel mercies for Lori. She'll be coming back from St. George tomorrow. Hopefully she doesn't hit the traffic like she did through Vegas going up there last week. And also a special prayer for a dear friend's mother who I guess went into hospice last week. She had a fall. And just prayers for Jane. She put up with a lot of our shenanigans when we were younger, and she's a kind of a dear woman to me and my friend Scott. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all the prayers for me going back to work. I had successful week number 3 with no pain, so it's been amazing. And my life is so much better.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
My work life is so much better. My life is so much better. So thank you for the support from my church family. I really appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day to my mother, who has helped me more than so many other ways that you'll never know. She's the best. So happy Mother's Day to you, Mom.
She is the best and the only one.
Is there anyone on Zoom who'd like to raise their hand and say anything? Okay. Well, if you'll join me in the unison prayer. Dear Lord Jesus,
this world is like a barren, sun-scorched land.
We wander through. Longing for the living water only you can give. As you brought forth water from the rock to sustain Israel in the desert,
so you pour out your grace upon us, quenching the deep thirst within our souls. Keep us rooted beside the streams of your mercy, that we may be nourished like trees planted by living waters, fruitful in every good work. For your glory. Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all those who are in need, all those whom God has placed in our life circle. Here we are, Lord, in your presence, worshiping you, praising you, remembering all the goodness and mercy that you have poured upon each and every one of us. Sometimes we are in a place where we are confused because we don't know what is going on in our life, what is going on in the world, what our tomorrow will be. We have a lot of questions about how our life will turn out to be. Though we may have confusion, O Lord, we hold onto one certain things, and that is you are there with us, that you are leading and guiding us, and as long as you are there with us, we do not have to fear, we do not have to worry, and we just have to trust in your mighty guiding hand and follow your lead. So, Lord, we ask you to empower us once more through your Holy Spirit and give us the assurance of your presence, of your love, your grace that are available in the time of our need. Especially we thank you, Lord, for our mothers who have nourished us and has given themselves to make us and matured by that love. So we ask you to bless our mothers, O Lord, that we may continue to share the good time while they are still with us. And those whose mom have passed on, we pray that as we remember that great love we have received from our mothers, we can pass that along to all those dear to us who needs our care and nurture. So, Lord, empower us that we may be the very representation of your sacrificial love to those whom that you have placed in our life, that you want us to administer to, that we may be the very representation of your love to them. So, Lord, we thank you for the nourishment that we have received from you. And we know that because of that very connection we have with you and the nourishment we receive from you, we will have plenty of strength to continue on despite many challenges that we face in life. So, Lord, we recognize your presence among us today as we worship together. We recognize all that you have done for us unto this day, and we humbly submit to you, to your will you have in our life. We are here recommitting ourselves to be your disciples in the world, to carry out your will in our lives. So, Lord, we yield to you, accepting that you have plans for us that is most perfect and wonderful. So as we recognize your presence in our life, your will in our lives, we now join our prayers together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for the Young at Heart.
Today's story is, If You Plant a Seed. Words and Paintings by Kadir Nelson. If you plant a tomato seed, a carrot seed, and a cabbage seed, in time, with love and care, tomato, carrot, and cabbage plants will grow. If you plant a seed of selfishness, in a very short time, it will grow and grow and grow. Into a heap of trouble. But if you plant a seed of kindness, in almost no time at all, the fruits of kindness will grow and grow and grow. And they are very, very sweet. The end. May we always be very generous in sharing what God has given to us. We are stewards of the resources that He has entrusted us. So may we be generous, loving, and giving without thought. Amen.
Our next hymn is I Belong to the King. It's in the insert in your program, verses 1 through 3.
I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love. I shall dwell in His palace so fair. For He tells of His bliss in your heaven above, and His children in splendor shall share. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsakes His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and He loves me, I know. For His mercy and kindness are free. I unceasingly mine wheresoever I go, and my refuge unfailing is He. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsakes His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell to His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and His promise is sure that we all shall be gathered at last. In His kingdom above, by life's waters so pure, when this life with this trial disperse. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsakes His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne.
Our scripture today is Romans 11, 11 through 24. So I ask, have they stumbled so as to fall? By no means, but through their stumbling salvation has come to the Gentiles so as to make Israel jealous. Now, if their stumbling means riches for the world, and if their loss means riches for Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Now, I am speaking to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I celebrate my ministry, in order to make my own people jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as its first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, then the branches are also holy. But if some of the branches were broken off and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted among the others to share the rich root of the olive tree, do not boast over the branches. If you do boast, remember you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off on account of unbelief, but you stand on account of belief. So do not become arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note, then, the kindness and the severity of God, severity towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness towards you, if you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will also be cut off, and even those of Israel, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in. And for if you have been cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Oh. We are now going to have some special music by Marilyn Hope, and we're very privileged to have it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. I can understand that how King Saul was consoled, calmed down when David played harp for him. What a powerful musical instrument that is. And happy birthday to all mothers here. And Marilyn is here to celebrate the Mother's Day together with a musical contribution. I have a Mother's Day joke for you. A young man was wandering through the supermarket with just a basket of a few items when he noticed an elderly woman quietly following him from aisle to aisle. Every time he stopped, she stopped. He picked up a carton of milk. She nodded. He picked up cereal. She nodded. He grabbed frozen pizza. She sighed. Finally, in the checkout line, the woman stepped in front of him and said softly, "I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. It just, you look exactly like my son. He moved away years ago, and I haven't seen him since." The young man felt bad hearing it. "Oh, wow, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do for you?" She smiled warmly. "Actually, yes. As I leave the store, could you just say, 'Goodbye, Mother'?" It would make an old woman very happy. The young man chuckled. "Of course." So as she slowly walked toward the exit, he waved and called out loudly, "Goodbye, Mother." The old lady turned, smiled sweetly, and waved back. The young man stepped up to the cashier, still feeling pretty good about himself, until the clerk said, "That will be $150.50. "What?" he exclaimed. "I only bought milk, cereal, and pizza." The cashier shrugged. "Well, your mother said you'd pay for her groceries." The clerk intuitively would have thought that a mother would ask her son to pay for her groceries, and a caring son would gladly oblige. In a close, loving relationship, people support and nurture one another. The relationship we have with God is nurturing as well, except that God is the provider and we are the recipients. Even though the provider's work is incomprehensibly greater than the recipient's, and God does most of the work behind the scenes, the recipients have duties and obligations to maintain the tie. Jesus illustrated its significance by using the example of a vine in John 15. Jesus said, "I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener, and you are the branches. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. If you remain in me, I'm in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." This teaching is so simple that even little children can understand. God has everything we need, and all we have to do is to be connected to God. If we are, our lives will be very productive and fulfilling. Productivity is what God desired of us as well, so that by the fruit we produce, God is glorified. Let's reflect on our connection to God. If our relationship with God is weakened by our unfaithfulness, God, the gardener, takes necessary action to prune branches that do not bear fruit, beginning with gently nudging us and patiently waiting for us to straighten our path. But he will eventually have to discipline us if we remain stubbornly disobedient. If we do not return to him, he will have to take more severe pruning. This is what happened to the people of Israel. Despite God's warning for ages, Israel continued to rebel against God. Instead of holding on to God, they abandoned God and turned to foreign idols. By their continued stubborn disobedience, they were cut off like pruning an olive tree. In a couple of places in the Old Testament, an olive tree symbolized Israel. Understandably, because olive trees grow abundantly in the region, with soil and climate that perfectly suit them. The prophet Jeremiah, seeing the imminent judgment from God, said in Jeremiah 11:16, "The Lord called you a thriving olive tree, with fruit beautiful in form. But with the roar of a mighty storm, he will set it on fire, and its branches will be broken." They were indeed broken off as a result of their disobedience, lost the nation's sovereignty, and went into exile in Babylon. According to Paul, the Gentiles are a wild olive shoot grafted in the place of Israel, the original olive branch. As Jesus warned of pruning, Paul warned of the consequences of believers' unfaithfulness. As long as we, the Gentiles, are attached to the olive tree, we receive the nourishing sap from the olive root. But we can also be broken off if we walk on the same path as Israel. Both Jesus and Paul speak of God's kindness and sternness. As long as we remain in God and follow his teaching, we will be cared for and everything we need will be provided. If we do not remain in God, the pipeline to the source of our sustenance is shut off and our life will be dried off. Let's briefly think about the levels of spiritual dryness. When we are spiritually alive, in close communion with the Lord, we are well nourished and do not feel dry in our spirit. But when we neglect our relationship with the Lord, our spirit feels thirsty. Feeling thirsty means the spiritual sensitivity is still there. We are still spiritually alive, even though barely. If we continue to fail to nurture our relationship with God and do not feel any need to quench our dried out spirit, it means our spirit is dead. So how can we remain attached to the vine? The foremost step is to acknowledge that we are branches. We are very familiar with the scene of the crowd waving branches at the time of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. By waving branches, the crowd recognized Jesus as king and themselves as subjects. Looking deeper into the event, the crowd was saying to Jesus that they were branches and that Jesus was the vine. Jesus was the sustainer, provider, and source of their hope and strength. Jesus was their absolute necessity for survival. The book of Revelation in chapter 7, there's a more explicit explanation on this. It says that a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, stood before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hand. By holding palm branches, those who were saved expressed their relationship to their Savior as branches of a tree. As the crowd on Palm Sunday did, and as the multitude of those who are saved in heaven will, we always need to hold branches in our hand and recognize our relationship to Jesus. This acknowledgement leads us to take the next step for our sustenance. The nourishing sap from a tree is God's grace to sustain us, gives us life, makes us flourish and bear fruit. For this to happen, we need to remain in God, be connected to the vine. This attachment is meant to be eternal. The moment we are detached, we dry up and become lifeless. What would be a tree from which we receive the nutrition for an abundant life, free of charge? What would be a tree that leads us to spiritual death if we are detached from it? The tree is the cross of Jesus. Deuteronomy 21:23 says that anyone hanged on a tree is under God's curse. Jesus took on the curse on the tree for our salvation. And in another place, in the Garden of Eden was the tree of life. After Adam and Eve sinned against God, God did not allow them to reach out to the tree of life and live forever. After they were expelled from the garden, God placed cherubim and a flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life until God's designated time to open the access to the tree of life that gives eternal life. And that happened in Calvary. Depending on how we hold onto the tree of life, the cross, we can either be alive and flourish or dry up and become spiritually famished. The teaching of a tree is the good news about the kindness of God, but also a warning about the sternness of God. How we are attached to the vine decides life or death. Kenneth Osbeck, in the book called 101 Hymn Stories, shared the following. Century ago, on the south coast of China, high up on a hill overlooking the harbor of Macau, Portuguese settlers built an enormous cathedral. They believed it would weather time, and they placed upon the front wall of this cathedral a massive bronze cross that stood high into the sky. Not too many years later, a typhoon came, and God's fingerwork swept away man's handiwork. And all of that cathedral was pushed into the ocean and down the hill as debris, except the front wall and that bronze cross that stood high. Centuries later, there was a shipwreck out a little beyond that harbor, and some died and few lived. One of the men that was hanging onto wreckage from the ship, moving up and down in the crest of the ocean as the swells were moving, was disoriented, frightened, and he didn't know where land was. As he would come up on the swell, he would spot that cross, tiny from that distance. His name was Sir John Boring. When he made it to land and lived to tell the story, he wrote a poem, which is a lyric of the hymn we are familiar with. In the cross of Christ, I glory, towering over the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathered round its head sublime. And the last stanza, when the woes of life overtake me, hopes deceive and fears annoy. Never shall the cross forsake me. Lo, it glows with peace and joy. Looking at the cross, the tree of life, holding onto it and loving it, build a strong tie with the Lord Jesus and strengthen our spirit. Our connection to the tree, our relationship with the Lord Jesus, is never to be taken for granted. Many take mother's love for granted because they feel the relationship is so natural. But when mothers pass on, it is too late to build the relationship with them. There's nothing left but regret. Like any human relationship, we need to do our part to build our relationship with God, always mindful that we are branches, recipients of nurture, not the vine, the provider of everything. And we must do our best to hold on to the cross until our last breath, because the cross is the only lifeline we have. Amen.
Now would be the time for our offering. And as you know, you can put your offering in the plate at the back of the church. And we are going to be treated again with some special music by Marilyn Hope. Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, the source of all our gift. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
With this offering, O Lord, we acknowledge that you are the tree of life. You are the one who have nurtured us, sustained us, provided with everything that we have needed. So we give you thanks and praise, and we ask you to receive it, bless it for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our last hymn today is The Old Rugged Cross, number 504 in the hymnal, verses 1 through 3.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to the Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, love so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. What was on that old cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
I have asked Pastor Joel to bless us as we go. Pastor Joel have served here in town at a church for how many decades? And recently retired. So we are so blessed to have him and his sister worshiping with us today. So you can go, because it's a microphone there. Yes.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Numbers 6:24-26. And also the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Joel.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, stressless, strong and true. Oh, he will guide you in all you do. Shout out so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. And